Hey, let's do this thing. It's Thursday, party time, Mom. Welcome to another Joe Biden influenced episode of the Chad Prather Show here from the Mothership, which is Studio 022. Puppet Master Mark, the perfectionist, is driving us into the nether regions of all things executive orders today. Candice, the queen of the Ethiopians, the most searched for Ethiopian on Google, apparently.
You should be so flattered, Candice.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Is she, if you Google search Chad Prather, when you scroll at the bottom, it shows the most searched, you know, topics that are related topics. And Chad Prather, Candice, is one of the top searched.
Get out.
Deal.
I love it.
Yep. They misspell her name.
How do you misspell Candice?
They spell it with an A, not an I.
See, maybe it's Candace Owens. Chad Prather, Candace.
I am 90,000% sure it's not. Nope, Candace. She's being watched.
People
Party
love
foul,
her.
Steve.
Hey,
you would think.
I'm looking up Chad Prather right now.
You
Google,
would think that some people would put party foul to search out some party
right.
foul. Steve.
They don't give a shit about me.
Okay. Steve does for enough for everybody.
Well, yeah.
I
carry the load.
You hear that hurt in his voice? Kind of like a little, it panged him.
I carry the load.
Nobody gives a shit about me.
You know Steve's Googling him.
Yeah.
Party time, party foul, Steve.
Nobody gives a shit. Oh, I think it's going to rain on me today.
Well, the problem is now, if you Google my name, I'm always affiliated with the Lisa Page in the collusion, the lawyer, the whatever, spelled P-A-G-E, that lady.
Yeah, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page.
And always.
And yours, and you're like, your real last name is like Tortorini or some weird... People don't even know.
No.
People don't even know who you really are.
People
girl.
Do think Lisa Page is my real name, and I'm like, no, I wish.
No, I just came up with something sexy and
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm disappointed. I don't even know your real name.
Well, it's a mystery.
Bergier.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad.
Technically.
I would keep paying.
Lisa Bergier.
Her husband's right yeah. down the hall.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a lot easier to spell, especially if you're... What about your kids? Do they, at school, do they spell Bergier or do they go with Paige?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bergier.
Bergier.
Oh, of course.
They're not radio personalities.
But it's funny because like all the teachers, they all call me Lisa Page.
Name.
They're teachers.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's who you are.
I mean...
I have a weekend off this weekend, which means Steve does too. We don't do anything until we go to Franklin, Tennessee.
When you say we don't do anything, that's kind
of insulting. No, we do a lot. We have a weekend off. We don't have shows.
Yeah, I was going to say not touring, and that's
no
not necessarily
live shows. You know, I made a commitment last year. I was going to do less live shows. We'll see how it shapes up. I said at least for the first 6 months of the year, coronavirus and people being chicken. Has helped that.
Mm-hmm.
But Franklin, Tennessee on February 12th, and then in Austin at Horseshoe Bay on the 13th and 14th. Jesse Payton and I are going to be, I just spit everywhere. Jesse Payton and I are going to be down there. Watchchad.com is where all the fun stuff is. Go get your tickets and information over there and check out all the fun stuff we got going on. People ask me, I made the comment last week about there being a new social media coming out. I do not have the go ahead yet to tell you. So it was supposed to be launched yesterday, and for all I know, it's been launched, but I don't have the go-ahead to make a public announcement. So we wait. That's the way things are.
Something positive to look forward to, everyone.
It is something positive to look forward to. It's a very good social media page. If you like the aesthetics and the look and the ease of use of, say, Instagram, but the functionality of a Facebook where you can post videos, you can do. It's got all those things. And... You can build your own community on there and, you know, people of like mind and things like that if you want and make donations to special causes. You know, one of the things that I'm involved with is we try to help folks in Central American countries.
And companies.
Get goats.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. So a goat can change a family's life in mm-hmm. a place like Honduras, mm-hmm. right? So a good friend of mine... Rhonda Jackson, she's full-time down there in Honduras. And this is a funny story. I'm getting to a point. My mother was talking to her, and she said, yeah, we need more goats. These families need goats. And so my mother bought a goat, and she called me yesterday. She said, guess what? The goat is having twins.
No.
So they got three for the price of one.
Oh, okay. So wait, what's the goat do? What's the purpose of the goat?
Oh, they can get milk from the goat. They can get cheese from the goat.
They can
breed the goat. I mean, if they need to, they can.
If they stop producing milk, their supper.
It's great dinner. But it produces. So what they do, they can get the cheese and all stuff like that. And then they go to the market and they sell the cheese.
Ah, all right.
So the goat actually produces a marketable product for them.
So how much do these goats go for?
$200.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you can get a family a goat in Honduras for $200.
No way.
Yeah. So see, I'm involved with all these things that people have no idea.
I swear I never knew.
People have no idea. But these are little practical ways where you can help humanity, you know? Because let me tell you, these caravans coming up to the United States from Honduras, they really have been suffering. A lot of these people, they had a hurricane down there, wiped out. You know, when stuff like that happens, it really is bad. But those villagers aren't the ones who are walking all the way up here. That's not that's not who's coming. They stay put and rebuild. It's a different demographic than, say, the folks in Tegucigalpa or San Pedro Sula there in Honduras. I spent a lot of time down there. I know the plight of the people.
But if you gave
finger on the pulse, Lisa.
If you gave somebody in Texas a goat, they're going to barbecue it.
Yeah, I would love to barbecue a goat. We used to do that in Nigeria. It was red pepper goat. We call it suya.
What?
Well, they call it suya.
Goat's
I just
good.
Said what they said. It's good. It's delicious.
Tender.
Hey,
juicy.
I don't know if eating goat will help this if your hair is thinning out, not looking as full as it used to. You could try it. We've all learned that for guys, losing your hair is no fun. So I'm going to give you some options. You can go to the doctor, talk hair loss treatment. They'll give you a prescription. You'll go to the pharmacy and try not to go broke to avoid going bald. Or I want you to try our friends at Keeps, keeps.com. You can sign up from the comfort of your own lazy boy. Get the same doctor recommended FDA approved hair loss treatment, but they're going to give you the generic versions of the medication for about half the cost. And another thing you're going to love about Keeps is it's all online. You don't have to go to the doctor, snap a few pictures of your head, answer a few questions. Licensed doctor going to review the info, recommend the right hair loss treatment for you, and then it's going to be shipped discreetly and directly to your door. So why make unnecessary trips to the doctor in the drugstore when you can do it all from home? So get you started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/loss, 50% off your first order. That's Keeps hair loss treatments at keeps.com/loss. We'll be right back. One of the things I'm going to do with my pen today is I'm going to sign some executive orders that are relevant to us here at Studio 22. We're going to get to that. But Joe Biden signed off on a lot of executive orders yesterday there in the Oval Office. I don't know if you noticed that behind him, he has the bust of Cesar Chavez.
I didn't watch any footage of Joe Biden yesterday because I was too enraged.
So there he's got the pictures of the family and all that stuff on the little, you know how they keep them on the table behind the desk. Mm-hmm. He's got a big bust of Cesar Chavez, who, interestingly and ironically enough, was opposed to illegal immigration and actually worked with the federal government to end it. But yet he signed all the stuff, you know, with his little pen and his little books there. And he effectively ended 60,000 American jobs by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline with just a stroke of a pen. Because, again, you know, these people that go out and they get trained in these special fields and they have specialties and they just become human capital. You just write them off, right? I mean, that is a specialty job to go out there and work in the field of oil and gas and to work pipelines and to do all of this. These guys are, they know what they're doing, and there's a lot of pride that goes into that work. These roughnecks out there that are doing these jobs, and you're just going to just sign them right off, but then you're going to go out there and you're going to make sure that the guys can shower with the girls now in the locker room. That's the priorities. And the thing that bugged me all last night and this morning is how, with everything he enacted, he didn't do shit for the average American. He focused on immigration, focused on amnesty, focused on LGBT causes. He talked about all these fringe groups. It's just all these fringe groups out here. Minimum wage going up to $15 an hour. You know, making sure that $1.9 trillion gets passed for stimulus, that everybody gets a little extra little piece of chunk of change. This kind of thing. They did nothing. He did nothing that I can, that I'm aware of. Joining the WHO, the organization, not the band, joining the Paris Climate Accords, mm-hmm. none of that benefits the average, hardworking, blue-collar, get-it-done American. And that bugs me. That really bugs me. That is such an antithesis to what Donald Trump did. And I know people who come in there and say, oh, yeah, but Donald Trump, he just took care of his rich friends. Oh, give me a break. So tired of this trash.
Tell that to all the average Americans that are middle class working and they benefited from all those tax cuts.
They sure did. Because
those are all the moms that I spoke to over the last 6 months that didn't have to go back to working a full-time job, so then like now they can stay home and, you know, homeschool their kid, but also do their little side thing and not have to worry about the yeah. money flow.
Yeah. Well, leaders from across the globe are praising Joe Biden for getting them back into the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, hey, if somebody else was going to be paying my bills, I'd be praising him too. Boris Johnson from the UK, comb your hair, Boris. Mm-hmm. These people. And then, what's his name? What's that pinhead? Emmanuel Macron.
Uh-huh.
Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? WC, s'il vous plaît.
You with the French called les incompetents.
Il n'y a pas de quoi?
That was a straight out line from Home Alone.
Je ne sais pas.
That's all I know.
J'ai tué, j'attends.
No comprende, but now we're into Spanish.
Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, they're all praising him. Yeah, world leaders breathed an audible sigh of relief that the United States under President Joe Biden is rejoining the global effort to curb climate change. Ooh, it's awful warm in here, Mark. We should turn some air on and get some climate change going. Because the predecessor shunned Boris Johnson and President Emmanuel Macron of France. France. Were among the... we had to save both their asses. Numerous times, worried about the climate. Okay, well, there you go.
I've never talked to one person that has said, you know what, my main concern is climate change. I really want a president that's going to come in here and help with global warming and blah, blah. Nobody cares about it.
Here's what I care about. Joe Biden promised to cure cancer. He said it. On the campaign trail.
He forgot he said it.
If I'm Joe Biden woke up in the White House this morning and didn't know where he was or how he got there.
What? Joe?
Joe? Bo? Is that you, Bo?
I couldn't even watch the news at all yesterday because it was a love fest. And Gayle King, it was like Christmas Day for Gayle King yesterday.
If I hear another,
I swear to God,
SOB refer to our better angels.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it. He appealed to our better angels.
What the hell does that even mean?
Stop it. It's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. It's a reference to your better conscience, your better side, your better person of who you are. Our better angels. I'm so sick of hearing people say that.
Yeah.
And Chris Matthews said it's the greatest inauguration speech he's ever heard.
Really?
Muffled
under the mask?
Oh, my God.
Ay, ay, ay.
What in the hell are you? I mean, it's a valedictorian speech. I mean, it's a feel-gooder, right? It's one of those things you just go in there and say what people want to hear.
He's trying to get that first interview.
Chris Matthews. I want to swallow that bullet.
And also yesterday on Instagram, all these girls that I follow that I ended up unfollowing because they were crying over Kamala. As this is just such a big, it's history. This is just what's happening. It's so inspirational. Oh my gosh, shut up.
And people, men, grown ass men who were posting pictures of themselves with tears streaming down their face. I can finally look at the White House without regret. Oh. In my heart, you are a wuss. What is wrong with you?
I swear, it was like a big fat episode of Days of Our Lives yesterday. The coverage over Joe freaking Biden. Stop.
His arms around the reflecting pool, yeah. Embracing America. Mm-hmm. Oh, hug of lights. It wasn't a light hug. That's what he does to the little girls. He was giving us a hug of lights.
Embracing.
That's exactly what I want to picture is Joe Biden's arms
creepy
wrapped around.
Arms trying to fondle you.
And the Washington Monument was one big Joe Biden phallic symbol of his...
I can't. With his chiclety teeth.
And Lincoln, austere angel of light, Lincoln behind him represented his nose that sniffs America. Just sniffs America, his arms embrace the reflecting pool, and the phallic symbol of the Washington Monument shows his true erection and purpose of building back better.
But not for you.
We got an erection.
But not for the average
American.
That's
like the least boring version of Joe Biden I've heard.
Build back better.
Still bored to death already.
All right, y'all ready to sign an executive order? I'm going to sign an executive order.
Sign some paychecks while you're at it.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, these are real issues in Studio 22. Studio 22 is what we named it. That is not the official name of this studio. So the production guys still refer to this as what, Mark? 3? 33.
Where'd you guys get 22?
22, because I wanted to. Because I wanted to.
You are the man of the hour.
That's right.
It's your show.
Thank you. So early on, the former Blaze host, Graham Allen, he was over in that other side of the studio, right? He had a studio built. And then we fired him. Got rid of Graham and his screaming self. Love you, Graham. Then Allie Stuckey came in, and now she sits over there in her nice, beautiful, sanctified
angel-like.
It's very angelic.
It really appeals to
my better angels.
White on white.
Whereas we're kind of rednecky over here with the Fort Worth backdrop behind us and the bison head, Mighty Heaton, which is another guy we fired.
Why do angels got to be white? Why do angels got to be white?
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. She said something about angelic and all of white.
Angelic white.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
But you know why, Steve.
Yeah.
So we have Mighty Heaton on the wall, which is a reflection and just a tribute to Andrew Heaton, who used to have a show here. I'm telling you, we're like the last vestige of Clingers. We're holding on.
We are not canceled yet, knock on wood.
Herbert the Silent Deer over there looking on with the face of shock that he made the night the truck hit him over Candice, oft-searched Candice on Google. You know, all these reflections of our redneckedness that are here.
Memories.
But not over there at Allie Stuckey. Well, the thing about Allie is, Allie has a more popular show than we do. More people watch it. More people review it. More people listen to it. Therefore, sometimes Allie thinks she can go late.
She thinks she can work around her schedule.
She thinks she can stay in studio longer and cause us to tape later. So,
okay.
We're going to pass a little executive order.
Oh, man.
Hereby, forthwith, unto, dear God.
Shelleth.
Allie Beth Stuckey must vacate the premises.
Okay.
When she's in here by 11 a.m., okay, and I'm going to sign this executive order.
Done.
There it is.
There you go, Allie.
There it is. And I'm going to put the holy pen over here by it. So that's executive order number one today. We have others. It doesn't affect the greater scheme of anything except our lives, because as good politicians, all we care about is passing laws and executive decisions that benefit us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've just built a wall around Allie Stuckey. We built a proverbial wall, a virtual wall, a time stamped wall. Okay. So, and she'll never know. You know why? She don't watch our crappy show.
She will now once we tag her.
She's too high up in the ratings. She does not condescend to where we are. She's up there with her better angels in rarefied, aerosolized, pure air.
Sanitized.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah.
White air.
Listen, executive orders were only benefiting our political positions, platforms, and futures. Okay. You understand?
Yeah. No, I'm in it. As long as I benefit from it, too.
It's what we do. So okay. Joe Biden, for instance, just give you an example. He said over and over in the debates, I will not end fracking. And on day one, shick, 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 shick. He pandered right to the left, to the progressives. And what did he do? He shut down Keystone Pipeline, 60,000 jobs. Gone. So I said yesterday, start practicing this phrase. Why the hell is gas 705? Uh-huh. You'll see. Mm-hmm.
You asked for it.
But it's going to be for different reasons. A lot of times when gas is high, pipeline jobs or oil and gas jobs are doing great.
Yeah, they're making a killing.
They're making bank, but this is going to be for a different reason. We're going to have some shortages. We're going to have some, because we're no longer, he's going to make sure that we're not energy independent. Mm-hmm. Trump did a great job of that. Mm-hmm. We got more oil under our soil than they do in the deserts of the Middle East. We do. We can drill it. They just don't want to do it. No, just keep us Middle East dependent, Joe.
Chad, that's a thing of the past now.
They want to use everybody else's first and save ours for last.
For themselves. We're all the same. Just to save it for themselves, not anybody else, but.
We're all the same.
Yeah, in here, yes. Okay, here. So what's the next?
But with my pen, with my mighty pen, I'm going to make sure that we are better than everyone else.
Okay,
at Blaze TV.
I can get on board.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've already signed an executive order about Allie Beth Stuckey. What's the name of that show? Relatable? Mm-hmm. But is it, though? Is it? We've signed a show clause right there, 11 a.m. when she's in studio. Those laws will be enforced.
Right. And as of 11 a.m., we are unrelatable.
We become unrelatable in Studio 22.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Hey, you supported Trump, and now they're coming for you. The left will continue their campaign of censorship, repression, and cancel culture until every last voice of opposition has been crushed under their mighty hand. They're backed by the media and some of the largest companies in the world. That's right. Big tech and the far left have formed an unholy alliance to track, censor, and spy on you. There's never been a more important time to protect your internet activity from bad actors. And that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. I got friends of mine, they said, you know what? Husband and wife, they said the other day, this was a Sunday morning, they said, guess what? We had sex this morning. We had sex this morning. And he said something during sex. And when they were done having sex, guess what happened? The thing popped up on their Google deal and said exactly back to him. It was like...
They're getting spied on, too.
They're listening to you.
It's big tech. They're even in the bedroom.
Everything you search for, say out loud, watch, click it's online, true. Can be tracked by big tech companies. True. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you guys. They're watching you. They're listening to you. They can match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. And when I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer on my phone with one touch of a button, my IP address is masked by secure VPN servers, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so your whole family can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like the most is how easy it is to use. As I said, one click protects all your devices. That's why they're rated number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies and their far-left enablers. Listen, don't let them listen in to you. Go to expressvpn.com/watchchad. That's expressvpn.com/watchchad. You get 3 extra months free. Go there today. We'll be right back. I just want to crawl back into the warm bubble of good feelings that I felt yesterday when Joe Biden, Ronald Biden, do solemn swear to uphold the Constitution.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Just let me sign it and get on with it. I got my nap. I'm late on my nap.
Look, man, we're gonna appeal to our better angels, man. You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, so I have these people say, well, this tweet didn't age well. This tweet didn't age well. This tweet didn't age well. Because, you know, you had positive things to say about Trump and the election. Well, this tweet didn't age well. Okay, look, y'all are weak. The left is weak. I don't need a safe space. I don't need a safety pin. I don't need somebody to protect me. I don't need a puppy. I don't need a coloring book. I don't need a crayon. I don't need a beanbag. I don't need balloons. I don't need to pet cats. I don't need to buy a hamster. I don't need to have a little tent where I can go into my little demarcation zone while I'm on a college campus. I don't need a little freaking bubble. I don't need any of that crap, right? You guys needed that. I don't need that. I'm not screaming at the sky. I'm not angry. I'm passionate. I'm not angry at all. I'm not worried about it. You know what? I just talked about helping orphans in Thailand and families and villages in Honduras. So my focus is a little bit bigger than we're sitting around twiddling my thumbs and wondering if Joe Biden's gonna his brain's gonna fall out of his mouth at any time today. I don't sit around worrying about stuff like that.
Just sit around petting your new puppy, huh?
I got a puppy. I have a good time, man.
My cuppeth overfloweth.
Later on, I'm going to pour myself a cocktail and enjoy a cigar and sit on my rooftop and just have a good time.
And guess what, bitches? I don't have to work this weekend either.
That's right. And you know what? I ain't sweating it. You know why? Because I've busted my ass. I got a little money in the bank, at least for now.
Well, yeah, until Joe takes it away.
At least for now. We're going on a spending frizzy. Speaking of that, it's time for an executive order. But you guys scream, y'all are weak. I mean, yeah, okay, so Joe Biden got into the Oval Office and you got Kamala Harris, who has no virtues of her own whatsoever to be elected, and you just put a token in there. And it's tokenism is what it is. I stole that phrase from Sidney Watson. You took a token woman, a token person of color, that's what you did, and you slapped her in there. She's never accomplished anything of any merit whatsoever to get herself into that position, but good job. Good job. It's a slap in the face to women is what it is. And it's also a slap in the face to people of color. Well, to continually refer to her as African-American is a slap in the face to blacks in this country. Steve?
That just that continuation of lowering the standards for everything.
You don't have to
you don't have to accomplish anything. All the way up to the White House.
Right.
You don't have to do anything.
You just have to be corrupt.
Which leads me to my next executive order.
What is it? I'm so excited. Tell us.
I'm getting my own show on the Blaze TV.
Steve.
Big announcement.
Steve.
Oh.
Shut the F up. Okay?
Focus.
Do not steal my executive thunder.
Dang.
Now I don't want to pass this executive order.
Why?
Because Steve's an asshole.
Just.
As you know, Steve has been by me through thick and thin for years. All right? Steve has worked hard. Steve has defended me. Steve has, he's a pretty good dude. But the executives here at Blaze TV have continued to shun Party Foul Steve. They have shunned him. They have marginalized him.
They've belittled
him. They've declassified him. At times, they have wanted to excuse him.
Mm.
From the premises.
A pardon?
Not
in a good way. Pardon.
Hang on. So this is something that I'm not sure has ever been done in the history of America, but we're going to do it right here at Studio 22 because I'm El Presidente. I'm going to put together not only a presidential pardon, but an executive order that states that not only does Steve Powell hereby and forthwith and whosoever.
This is big, Steve.
Has free reign throughout Blaze Studios, limited only to the fact that he cannot enter or sit in Glenn Beck's office. Okay?
Oh.
Can't do that.
It's a done deal then.
Without invitation. But he has free reign. And Steve Powell is now an honorary host, Blaze TV. With Party Foul Nation.
Oh.
And Beer for Brunch signing this in. You can, Steve, you can now say that you are part of Blaze TV.
Well, thank you.
But you don't get any money for it.
Yeah, it's honorary.
Well, if you hadn't needed the pardon, you probably could have gotten some money out of it.
Yeah.
But you're a free man, Steve. You're welcome.
Just getting deals done left and right over here.
The cameras.
Oh, yeah, show.
The cameras.
Yeah. Let me see. Can I have a copy of that?
Gotta show it to the camera before you sign.
Frame it.
Yeah.
And can I need to keep the pen you wrote it with.
Yeah.
Put encase it.
It's a pin that actually says Nancy Pelosi sucks. You can get them at shop.blazemedia.com under the Stuber Gear Collection.
For only $19.47. Why is it so expensive?
They're not sold out of them right now.
But people do ask, why is it so expensive? I go, the price is reflective of her birthday. She was born in 1947.
Yeah.
So that's what they're selling the pens for.
And they're worth every penny.
They really are.
All 1,947 pennies.
Yep.
Yes. Hey, I've got some great news to share about our friends at Patriot Mobile. They just expanded their coverage dramatically, which makes it even easier for Americans to dump the big-name carriers who charge way too much and then donate your money to leftist causes. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they never sent a penny to the left, and they will never silence you. And they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Plus, you can switch with confidence because they use the same network as the big providers, but charge much, much less. Switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new, and build your own bundle with multi-line discounts and save even more. You can go to patriotmobile.com/CHAD. I spell it Chad. Patriotmobile.com/Chad, or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders are going to save even more money. This month, get free Premier activation where they set up the phone for you, and you also get a special gift with offer code CHAD. I spell it Chad. PatriotMobile.com/Chad or call 972-PATRIOT. Back in a moment with more executive orders. Hey, I'm back. I'm just getting bitched at on the phone here. Yeah. Let's look at my calendar.
Sorry, I'll stop texting you during the show.
Yep. Still free for the weekend.
That's the best, though, to know you have no plans.
Well, I got a buddy of mine, singer-songwriter, and he's been a guest on this show, Rob Redwine. It's his birthday this weekend, so he's doing a little special concert with friends on Saturday night in Fort Worth. I'm gonna go hang out and maybe perform a couple of my chart toppers.
I love it.
Some of my chart toppers.
I mean, I know Rob. I don't guess we're friends. I missed my invite.
Were you gonna play a couple of songs?
Nope.
It's open to the public.
Oh,
which is why I'm saying this.
Just public.
Where?
Magnolia Motor Lounge.
Oh.
Where all the liberals go.
Also known as Mags.
Mags. In Magnolia Motor Lounge down off of West 7th in Fort Worth. So I'll be there hanging out.
Cool.
Sing a couple songs.
Nice.
I wrote a song over the weekend. It's, she was his world, but she couldn't live in his. You've heard all those songs. She was my world, but she couldn't live in mine. You've heard all those songs about the whiskey and the wine. Just like oil and water. Darkness and sunshine. She was my world, but she couldn't live in mine. How about that? Is that profound?
That's very positive and uplifting.
She was my world.
I thought you were going to say Chucks and Pearls.
Chucks and Pearls.
Whatever.
Chucks
and Pearls. This was a song, yeah.
I know, right?
That's the next song.
She liked Missionary. I liked it from, but anyway.
There we go. I was waiting on it.
Wow.
There's a lot of opposites in the song. It's pretty good.
That's explicit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
Steve Helms, the Texas legend, asked me the other day, he goes, why can't you just write a good radio single?
Yeah, and I said, we just get a hit?
Because no one puts my music on the radio.
Or his.
I'm going to leave y'all with that little fight. I'm going to leave y'all with that little fight. Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
There you go.
Steve, you're going to be there?
I have no
with
idea.
Chad?
It's Tony's
I'm probably only going
to
be
yesterday. And so we have to.
Truth be told, I'm only dropping in, dropping out. Bye.
Yeah.
I've got a few folks crab legs
coming somewhere. In. I got some folks coming in from out of town that are going to be hanging out. And want to spend some time, so I'm gonna be bebopping.
Yeah, you'll be local today.
I'll be bebopping Saturday night, I think, back and forth a couple of different folks around town, and just hanging out, just
hanging
being a normal person.
Yeah,
normal guy.
Yeah,
shoot a little pool.
Yeah,
not really.
Okay,
drink some drinks, maybe get a parking ticket.
come to me for the tickets.
Yeah.
Because I'm so good
at getting the tickets. You can't get out of them.
I cannot get out of them. No.
No side boob.
Yeah. I have, what are you talking, I couldn't, even if I don't have anything to show. Nothing. Yeah. I have nothing to show.
Cleavage. That's the deal.
Nothing.
That's what cops are looking for. I kid. Executive order time. Executive order time.
Oh.
Who's feeling lucky? Who's feeling lucky? Executive order time. Hmm.
Well, Natalie's not here today. Maybe she needs some type of executive order.
No, Natalie just moved into a mansion.
With two elevators.
With two elevators.
Two elevators?
Well, there's two ends of the wing of the estate.
It's like the West Wing.
There is the western part of the estate and the eastern part of the estate.
Well, that explains the three laundry rooms.
Yeah. Okay. And she's like, it's a house. And I'm like, no, it is a McMansion.
It is a house attached to other houses.
Yeah. Like there, no, a house is what's down in your basement.
Yes.
Like that 1,400 square feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Writing an executive order hereby and forthwith and to whom it may concern. I hereby declare that September 1 is Blaze TV Chad Prather Day.
Oh, I like that.
September 1, 9/1.
Okay.
Because my contract with the Blaze comes up in September.
Does it?
And because I have this special honor, I don't even need an attorney to negotiate this contract. I'm just going to come in there and say, listen to me, executives. This is what I'm worth. And this is what I want.
You really need to up your worth because Biden's going to take a chunk of it. So you got to make.
And here's why I need to declare this day, because that is a reason right there. Because Joe Biden's coming after us, coming after our money. Everything's going to be equal. But the other thing is I need the help of the people. Because I am representative of the people.
That's right.
I want to live the life that you all wish you could. That's what I want. And you can help me do that by liking and subscribing to this show and making sure that you leave us ratings and reviews. And not only that, the trickle-down economics of this executive order is huge. Because now Steve is a Blaze host. We can maybe get you off of unemployment. Candace and Mark could potentially see a bump, not a big bump, but a bump in their own salaries.
Oh.
Because this show is doing so damn well.
Mm.
Keep talking. And so what we need you to do, the way you do that, is you tell all your friends about the show and you make sure they know to watch it. And they get on there, and maybe they watch 5 minutes here or there on YouTube, or maybe they go to where podcasts are offered, and they listen to the audio only, and they get our wisdom. They understand that we're here for the people, and it pushes us higher in the ratings whenever you give us a 5-star review, and you leave a review. I left you a review the other day. You know why? Because I love you.
Thank you.
See, I am for the people. I'm for the people.
I'm for the people.
I don't know if anybody understands this, but I'm for the people.
Fantastic.
For the people.
Or you could Venmo me at Party Foul Steve.
And I will say this. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me go ahead and sign this executive order.
Wow.
There it is. It's
getting
signed.
Stuff done
it's
today.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Right
not
there.
Joking.
Right there it there. Is. There it is. Uh-huh. September 1. Remember, that's Chad Prather Day here at Blaze Studios. We're gonna be making money.
We're
gonna be a parade and stuff, right?
I'm gonna walk into the door and I'm gonna say, "Look, guys, here's what I want," and they're gonna say, "Well, that's too much," and I'm gonna say, "No, but that's what I want. This is Chad Prather Day," and they're gonna say, "You know, under further consideration, upon further consideration, we're gonna obey your executive order," and the executives are gonna listen to my executive order. See. Sometimes you got to do something for yourself.
You got to take control of the situation.
You, gotta, you know, forget the kids and just get in the bath.
Just be selfish.
Turn on the jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Let's do one more order. This is one that matters. Lisa Page.
Oh.
By executive fiat, hereby and forthwith,
I love all these big words per you're using.
Grata.
Mm-hmm.
Non per os. NPO.
And that means?
I mean, you can't eat anything after midnight.
Oh.
Nothing by mouth.
That's the executive order?
No.
You can no longer make people do it.
Executive order by executive fiat. Midnight.
Lisa Page is now given full amnesty and status as a cast member of this glorious Chad Prather show. Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family,
thank
Lisa
you.
Page.
Thank you.
Or whatever, Tortorini, Bergier, whatever the
pick
hell
a
you're.
Name.
Yeah,
pick a name.
I know. There it is. There it is.
I love it.
Right
okay.
there. Hang tight, folks. This has been a big day. We'll be right back. Oh, but I just feel good all over. I just like fuzzy. Just a little wink in my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a wink.
Yep.
I'm just going to sit over here and do Kegels.
Oh, oh, boy. Man. What up?
Just five little executive orders today, four or five.
That's a good. We did good.
I mean, you're no Joe Biden, but that's quite a few.
I mean,
four
I'm happy.
Executive orders.
I'm happy with my executive order.
It's not a government overreach. Everybody got a little something.
Yeah.
Everybody got a little something.
A little piece of the pie.
Most of it honorary. I'm the only one who's going to get a true cash benefit. No one was restricted except for Allie Stuckey. And that's, I just feel good about that, you know? And you know what? These white women, they need to be restricted. They need to be restricted. But in all seriousness, we love Allie. Subscribe to her show, Relatable. Very uplifting, very inspiring, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
She's a smart girl.
Oh, she's
super
beyond.
Intelligent.
Yes.
And I love Allie. And we got a lot of fine ladies on this network. We really do. Lauren Chin, Sarah Gonzalez. There's just the list goes on.
Hillary.
Pretty much ends it right there. Hmm. Not with Hillary. Hillary's all right.
She's good for a few minutes.
I love Hillary Kennedy. But no, we do. We've got a lot of talent on here. And the girls sometimes come up, they don't get the credit that I think they should. Now, granted, all of their podcasts and all of their shows are well ahead of mine in the rankings. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, it's just nice.
I've just learned to just take my spot in the world of humility and obscurity.
Just so fully and embracing the humbleness
of it. Are you
all
watching our songs from the sofa?
Yeah.
Are you?
I am, and I'm
looking at another
everyone.
One this morning.
Yeah.
You need to get our new Ragamuffin Band World Tour t-shirt.
Is that on your watchchad.com?
Yeah, it's on watchchad.com.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, Ragamuffin Tour. And I want people, I was impressed. I went to, I was looking at shop.blazemedia.com where we have alluded to earlier with the Nancy Pelosi sucks pins on Stu's collection, on my collection. Those Chad Prather show hats look really good. And I think everyone needs to buy one.
Yes.
Everyone needs to buy one. See, when I move merch like that, that helps me when Chad Prather Day comes around.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
See, that's just leverage.
Totally.
Just leverage.
Money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yep.
And right now, we still have the F the Left shirts that are on there, which is one of my all-time favorites, F the Left. And which means forgive.
Right.
Forgive.
Unity.
And forget.
Togetherness.
Yeah. But no, we have the best time around here. Don't we just have
fun?
We
really
do. I'm
ready
to head into the weekend. We just have such a good time. I'm ready to just hug everybody. We're going to group hug it, Candace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we're going to Google search your name. Hey, go to watchchad.com where all the fun stuff is. Sign up, blazetv.com, and use code CPS. We love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.